And it is now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. So Marjorie Taylor Greene's Protect Children's Innocence Act cleared the House Judiciary Committee last week. And while on the one hand you look at it and you say, man, this is such good news, on the other hand, it makes you sit back and think how we got to this point. How did we get here to where we need a bill that says we don't chemically castrate kids? And it's just wild to me that we need legislation for this. But here we are. Speaking of protecting kids, this ties right in. It's funny how these stories just connect. A group of brave former LGBT individuals gathered outside of the California State House last week to oppose yet another therapy ban. Ken Williams from the Changed Movement put it perfectly. Quote, please don't take away our freedom of conscience and our freedom to follow our faith. California legislators, I guess, would rather pretend they don't exist and then to admit their whole born this way narrative has some serious holes in it. And while we're fighting here to protect children, Vietnam just figured out what happens when governments try to control family size. After 37 years of forcing couples to have only 2 children because of overpopulation, they finally scrapped that policy as their birth rate crashes to 1.9 children, which is exactly what you limited them to. And who would have seen it coming? I guess anyone that would understand that children are blessings and not burdens. We saw that coming. On the education front, there's this Florida Christian school that is asking the Supreme Court to settle whether private religious schools can pray over loudspeakers before football games. Cambridge Christian School is the name of the school. They've been battling this for nearly a decade after being banned from using a PA system at the Citrus Bowl for prayer before a game between 2 Christian schools. Now, you think about that for just a second. 2 Christian schools whose traditions include prayer. And bureaucrats said, no, I can't have that. It's just so absurd. And New Hampshire now, where the governor signed a parental bill of rights last week, becoming the 18th state to formally protect what should be obvious, parents getting to direct their children's upbringing. The law will ensure parents can inspect instructional materials, opt out of objectionable content, and imagine this, actually know what's happening with their kids at school. It baffles me sometimes. The fact that we need to have laws stating that parents have rights over their own children tells you everything about how far this country has fallen. And to California now, where, well, you might guess, Governor Newsom is suing the Trump administration over climate mandates while doubling down with his own executive order pushing zero emission technologies. That's just another way to say California continues wasting taxpayer dollars. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.